This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A CDOT snowplow driver has been charged in the fatal crash involving a girls' hockey team on I-70 in January. Colton Weidman is facing 8 misdemeanors, including careless driving causing death and careless driving causing serious bodily injury. Troopers say the 29-year-old lost control of the snowplow and struck the sprinter van carrying the team. The van's driver was killed in the crash. 3 adults and 5 children were also injured. A case before the Supreme Court is raising the question of what constitutes Election Day when it comes to mail-in ballots and when are those ballots eligible to be counted. Matt Crane is the head of the County Clerks Association in Colorado.
All ballots have to be back by 7 p.m. on election night. They have to be in the hands of a clerk somewhere in Colorado. Now, let's say if I live in Arapahoe and I'm in Mesa, I can take my ballot to the Mesa County Clerk at 6:59. She will collect that ballot and send it back to Arapahoe.
Crane said state law allows military and overseas voters 8 days after Election Day to have their ballots returned and counted. The majority owners for the Denver Broncos have bought a 40% stake in the Colorado Rockies. The deal has been formally approved by Major League Baseball. It makes the Penner Sports Group the Rockies' largest minority owners. Meanwhile, the Montforts will remain the team's majority owners. The Rockies are 6-7 this season. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.